So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara elaborating on the parsha of Ehi ben Sarai Aaron, since it was mentioned on the previous daf as an example of a sefer of 85 letters. Tarabon, parsha zu osla kadosh baruch hu simani is mamala ulamata. Hashem marked this parsha with an inverted nun at the beginning and at the end, loymar she'in zemekayma, to teach that this is not its place. As the Gemara later in Rashi explained, it should have been written in Parshas Bamidbar, where the Torah describes the degum, the layout of the encampment, and the order in which they traveled. The Gemara attributes this opinion to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Asidu parsha zu shati akar mikan, v'tikasa b'mekayma. In the time of Mashiach, this parsha will be removed from here and written in its rightful place. It was written here, k'dei lahafzik ben peronius rishona leperonius shnia, to separate between two incidents of sin by Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Omer, loyman Hashem huzeh, elam neisha sefer chashev hu b'fnei atzmai. Rabbi disagrees and says that it does belong here. The reason for the inverted nuns is to teach that the parsha of Ehi ben Sarai Aaron is considered a separate sefer. Therefore, says Rashi, sefer Bamidbar is essentially three svarim, from the beginning of Bamidbar until Ehi ben Sarai, Ehi ben Sarai itself, from after Ehi ben Sarai to the end of sefer Bamidbar. As a result, the entire Torah actually consists of seven svarim. The Gemara cites as a pasuk in Mishlei as a remez, Chatzava amudeh shiva, elu shiva sefer Torah. The Torah consists of seven pillars. The Gemara details the two paranis as follows. Paranis shniya vayiham kimisayinim. The second sin is clearly written right after Vayihi Mitzaya. After 3 days of traveling, the people complained about the difficulties of constant travel. The first sin was paranis rishayna vayisu mehar Hashem shesoru me'achri Hashem, in which there is a machlekes, Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learns that this is referring to their desire and request for meat. Although that is written after the verses of the Misayinim, it actually started earlier within the first 3 days, as this pasuk Vayistu Mehar Hashem, which we read as Shesar Me'achri Hashem, is written before Vayihi Mitzaya at the beginning of their travel. Tosfos quotes in Medrash that the first sin was that they left Midbar Sinai, Ketinek HaBereach MiBeis HaSefer, like a child who runs away from school eagerly. The Ramban Chumash adds, Amru, they were glad to leave, thinking Hashem might burden us with more mitzvahs. The Gemara now goes back to the topic of saving Kisvei Kodesh from a fire. May one save the parchment of a Sefer Torah from a fire on Shabbos? In the process of responding to potential riyas, the Gemara clarifies the shaila by eliminating the following. First, when the parchment itself is worn out, it certainly does not retain enough Kedusha to save it. Second, the sections of parchment that have writing on it certainly retain their Kedusha only while the writing is still there, as Rashi explains, because it was sanctified for the purpose of writing on it. The entire shaila is about the empty parchment above, below, and to the sides of the writing, the margins. Third, that which the Braisa taught that the Galyonin have the necessary Kedusha to be metamei es hayadayim, make one's hands tamei, is only while they are part of a Sefer Torah. But our shaila is about parchment from the margins that has been cut off from the rest of the Sefer Torah, or where the entire writing was erased. The Gemara leaves the question unresolved. The Gemara next cites the following braisa: Hagoyinim v'sifrei minin ein matzilin oizim ne'adleika. Svarim written by Jews who reject Torah in favor of avodah zarah may not be saved from a fire because they have no kedusha. The braisa records a machloikis how one should dispose of the Shemus Hashem in such svarim on a weekday. He should cut out the Shemus Hashem and put them in Geniza, bury them, and burn the rest. Rav Tarfon argues that even the Shemus should be burned because they have no Kedusha. Rav Shmuel supports Rav Tarfon by saying that if the Torah permitted erasing the name of Hashem in the Seita procedure to make peace between the husband and wife, we are certainly permitted to erase the Shem Hashem to deal with somebody who is causing problems between the Jewish people and Hashem. May one save from fire svarim written by philosophers who would debate the Chacham. In Velav v'raf yibiyade, he went back and forth but remained uncertain whether they are considered minin. Some Amiram avoided going to the place of these debates because they feared for their lives. Rebbe would make excuses to explain why he couldn't come, but as Rashi explains, he was really afraid for his life. Rabbi Galila and his sister, Ema Shalom, fabricated a dispute that they brought before a philosopher and judge, who assumed their reputation as somebody who would not take bribes, but secretly did. They wished to expose him by demonstrating how easily he changed his ruling based on the latest bribe. At first, Imashalm gave him a golden lamp, and he was going to rule in her favor that she gets a portion of their father's inheritance, contrary to the Torah. When Amleel countered with an expensive Luvian donkey, he changed his ruling to conform with the Torah that a daughter does not inherit when there is a son. The Gemara now returns to explain the final halacha of the first Mishnah. The reason the Chacham said that we may not read Ksuv on Shabbos is because people will become so engaged in reading that they will miss the shir in the Beis Medrash. We have two versions of Machlekes Amiram on this issue. First, Rav holds that the Isser is only b'makom Beis HaMedrash, in the actual Beis HaMedrash where the shir is being given. Shmuel holds it is usher everywhere, but only during Zman Beis HaMedrash, the actual time of the shir. That is why in Ardai, the city of Shmuel, they would read Ksuv Met Mincha time, which was not the time of the shir. Second, Rav holds the Isser is only b'zman Beis HaMedrash, and Shmuel holds the Isser is all day, but for a different reason. In order that people not read other documents, Shtori Had Yoytis. Therefore, it is limited to the simple reading of the Pesukim. Avol, Shoyin Behen, V'Dirish Behen. But we are allowed to learn and expound on Ksuvim and occasionally look up a Pasuk, which is what they did in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Matzilin Tikha Sefer Im HaSefer, V'Tikha Tvilin Im HaTvilin. One may save the container of a Sefer or Tvilin together with the Sefer and Tvilin. The Gemara cites a Machlekes, whether a person may skin the carbon Pesach entirely when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, or only skin it until the chest. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yechim and Bereka holds, one may only skin until the chest, because that is all that is necessary to remove the emurim, the insides that need to be burned. Any further skinning just serves to make the meat that will be eaten later in the evening more accessible. The Chacham hold that it may be entirely skinned, because of Kalpal Hashem Lemaneu. A mitzvah should be done in a dignified manner. Leaving part of the hide on it will either cause it to begin to spoil more quickly, or will make it appear like an abandoned carcass. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka uses Kalpar Lashem Lemaneu to teach that we may skin it at least up to the chest so that the insides can be removed without wool getting stuck to them. As part of their argument, the Chacham use our Mishnah of Matzilin Tikha Sefer to support their opinion that the hide may be removed entirely, which we will discuss in the next daf.